about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
And gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the second half of the 27th day of the 8th month of 2009. That's right, I believe I could fly. Right, R. Kelly? No, I don't have to. I just took care of that number one in a second ago. It is the day number 239 of this 2009 year. And we have 126 days left. How about that, huh? 133 to my birthday, the best day ever. We'll celebrate that whole month of January, all about the new year, the stew year. Basically, the month, I mean, that's what it was basically all about. 845-1100, that's a way you get a hold of us here on the Stew for Lunch radio program. When we open up the old phone lines, you're going to have an opportunity to win another pair of tickets for the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Join us for an afternoon of swing with the greatest swing orchestra in America, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, celebrating their 65th anniversary with us Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m. at the Munster High School Auditorium, Munster, Indiana. All seats are reserved. Tickets are only $25. Be sure to call 219-938-9001 to get the best seats. Don't forget the Glenn Miller Orchestra Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m. Call for tickets, 219-938-9001. This is an Omar Presents production. That's O-M-A-R. Omar. How about that? We'll be giving away those tickets later in the hour. When you hear the, we got a Glenn Miller song. If you hear the Glenn Miller song, be the first caller when you hear that song, and we'll get you up and win those tickets. Yeah, we got a pair of tickets for you. You can go along with our good friend Earl, who won them. He'll pick those, and you pick these, if you win, you pick the tickets up at Wilkoff. If you don't win, you should go buy some tickets, and it's a Sunday afternoon celebrating the arts. You gotta love it. The Stew for Lunch Show on StewForLunch.com. You can hook up with us. Our email's there, Stew for Lunch. Just email Stu. You can also check out our Twitter. It's twitter.com/StewForLunch, all one word, Stew for Lunch. Also, Facebook.com, it's facebook.com/MichaelDStewart. How you doing? Let's be friends. 845-1100, you want to talk to us? Let's go back the old-fashioned way. Let's go to the phone lines. You are on the phone line. You are on the air saying hello to you right now.
Good afternoon, Stu.
Hello, Gregory.
Oh, jeez, again? You know, I always... Tony, you gotta do something. I don't know. Call in 11:30. I really feel bad about it.
Beat him twice, huh?
Yeah. You know, my son is a police sergeant, and with the K-9 and the SWAT team, and geez, I hate even to talk about this. Tony is gonna get a head the size of a basketball, but my son was listening to Tony talking.
Yes.
And my son said, I am sure glad that in my town we don't have everybody like Tony because I wouldn't have a job.
Oh.
He said there'd be nobody there to rest.
Well, for the canine police, maybe, for sure. But I'm sure there's other officers out there. Maybe they'll find a reason to arrest someone.
And Glenn Miller, I have so many of those 78s, and they are great. The only thing is they only have... only one song on each one.
Oh, yeah, the big 78s?
Yeah, and they call them rosin, but they're not. They're Bakelites. And I inherited a lot of them, which were warped.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They are so hard to take care of. One quick thing. I want to ask you a question because you're a sports guy. My granddaughter is down in West Lafayette. And anyway,
boiler up.
Pardon?
Boiler up.
Yeah. I hope she isn't boiler making up.
No. Well, not until she's a junior, probably.
But anyway, she started out. Of course, you know, when you're a sophomore, you can go anywhere you want to go. But she is a national champion with Taekwondo, and we're not going to go into how you get there and everything else. That doesn't mean a doggone thing, because Tiger Woods, there are 100 people here in Munster can beat Tiger Woods. The only thing, and they're not worth the tour. So anyway, she is in sports medicine. That's what she wants to do. The only thing I can think of that's any worthwhile is girls' tennis. I told her, with her chemistry and everything, either to go in a dental or at the pharmacy. What's your read on that?
Sports science is it's actually pretty, you can go into physical therapy and stuff. I have a buddy whose brother is the, he was the trainer with the, I believe, the Minnesota Vikings, and now he's currently one of the athletic trainers for the sports team in Seattle, the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
He actually has a NFC championship ring, so he's part of the team.
You just said brother. She's a girl.
But girls, I would guarantee you this, colleges, look at some of the colleges, too. I've seen a lot of women. In fact, a couple of the high schools around here, the women are in charge of the athletic trainers. Munster's got a really good one in John Doherty, but I believe a lady out of a couple offices. So there is some good science behind that. If it's a love you got, and it's a thing, it's a good sport, and it doesn't hurt to back up. It's all about, think about this, Greg. I'll let you go on this thought.
You're right.
Hybrid thinking is what we all need to start doing. Just
okay.
Because you're a doctor doesn't mean you can't be a sculptor. Doesn't mean if I'm a radio guy doesn't mean I can't be an author, right?
Right.
It's hybrid thinking is how we're going to change our world around. Thanks, Greg.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, buddy. 845-1100. You are on the radio. What's going on? How you doing, Anthony?
It ain't me. It's the buttons over there.
Red buttons? Is this red buttons?
Not me, Greg. It's the switchboard.
Oh, there it
Don't
is.
Don't feel bad. I try to get in there as fast as I can, but sometimes I get sidetracked or something.
Greg, it's one of those things where if you're always that guy who's number two, and you all of a sudden you're number one, what thinks about it is you can't be next. Number two is always next. That's like the best part in line, because you're next. Because if you go, you're going to be done, and then you're over. Or you're third, you're still by front of someone. But you're next if you're number two. So that's a good one.
Hey, as far as his granddaughter is concerned, I just got through doing physical therapy for a month at the fitness center. And you'd be surprised the therapists that are there. And 90% of them are women.
Yeah, they can. It's not just a feel for even for the sports team, because you get yourself involved in the sports colleges. West Lafayette's got a good, a lot of Division I athletes and stuff come down there, and you compound that with some other features. Boom, you're set.
Yeah, I expect there was at least 20 people doing physical therapy at the same time there, just in my group, besides the ones that were in the swimming pool and in the gym.
You know what? And I think a guy is going to be more inclined to work harder if it's a lady there to help him out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got that maternal instinct, you know.
Well, plus you want to make
it, buddy.
Yeah, you want to just keep on looking good for the lady, so you want to keep on working hard.
Yeah, it's a good feel, but you never know. Whatever she's going to go in through, I'm sure she'll do well. You know, she's got a good family tree. And,
rock and roll.
She'll excel.
There you go. Hey, Tony, what's for lunch?
Oh, we got chicken nuggets.
Nice.
And we got some kartoffle.
What's kartoffle?
French fries.
Oh, look at you now. I got you open up that Polish to English dictionary, don't I?
No, I'm just trying to get it from the back of my mind. It's kind of hard. And we got some yapkas.
There you go. Those apples. All right, Tony. Have a great day, my man.
You too.
Talk to you later. Tony from Munster. Thanks a lot. You could join the party by going to 845-1100. That's all you do. You don't need to type anything in. You can just do that right away. And also, if you're on Twitter, or you can check out our Ustream off of StupidLunch.com, you might be able to join the chat room. I'll try to poke in there once in a while, but being el solamente... I think by myself, in essence, it's a little bit harder. Now, Lawrence was here on Wednesday, and hopefully we don't get Lawrence every day just because we're hoping he gets a full-time job. But, otherwise we'll work him in once in a while. So, but Lauren should be back next Wednesday as well. Don't forget, a week from Monday is Labor Day, and we'll be laboring. I don't know where we'll be. Hopefully it'll be hot enough so I can be poolside somewhere. That'd be nice. Last day, a last hurrah. You're definitely not getting any pool time today as well. One of the cool things happening is Steak Fry. We heard that earlier. If you're into steak, between noon and 4 on Saturday at Wicker Park, you want to go there, get some steak, hang out at a cool place. You can do that. Also, Wicker Park on Friday has got some fighting. You got the C3 fighting happening in Wicker Park Friday night. So there's some cool things happening there. As well as this, if you want to go through the death march that is the Major League Baseball season, you got the Cubs today roughly scheduled for 120. I haven't double-checked the whether that game is still a go. I'm sure it is. It looks like it's not raining as much. It's just bleh out. Just bleh. And the White Sox go to avoid the sweep out in Boston tonight. I believe they kick off at 6:05. Last night, tough loss for them. White Sox, and the Cubs got a victory last night. Ooh, yay. But Colorado lost, and so I think the Cubs are like now still like 8 games back of the Cardinals. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. And the fact that you want to try for wild card, it's hard because you got other teams that you got to hump over, and they're not going to fall down that easy. So it looks like the baseball season is over. Saturday we have the Bears, or Sunday rather, on NBC. So that's pretty neat happenings here. You could go. What did we go to the Railcats last night? The Blackhawks were in town. I believe it was actually Bobby Hall, wasn't it? Was he the guy who was there? What was it? Bobby Hall and Ben Eager. He went out there. Give us a call. 845-1100. Taking a break right now. When we come back, more of the Stufa Lunch radio program.
Hey, homo.
Celebrity death again to report. The gentleman, Dominic Dunn, passed away. R.I.P. Dominic Dunn. And he, well, you know what? He was a writer, Dominic Dunn, best-selling author and Vanity Fair writer. He spent 25 years at the magazine as a correspondent and editor with covering some of the most celebrated figures and their legal travels. His travels? Unbelievable. Some words I don't have the ability to say, and I apologize for none of it. His son is actor-director Griffin Dunn. Griffin Dunn, I believe it was a movie with Rosanna Arquette that, oh, what the heck is the name of it? It's not The All-Nighter. That's the Susanna Hoffs movie that Mrs. Rosenthal wouldn't let me go see. We had to go see Police Academy 5 because Dave Brown wanted to see it. But anyway, that's not another part. The Griffith Dunn movie with, I believe it was Martin Scorsese directed it. What was the name of it? I think it was he directed it. Oh, man. Unbelievable. I can't think of it right now. That's going to bother me. I'll have to look that up here in a second. Well, Griffith Dunn and his daughter Dominique was 22 when she was murdered, ironically jump-starting her father's writing career with a gripping 1984 Vanity Fair article about her murder's trial. Dunn went on to do similar coverage of the trials of the Menendez brothers. William Kennedy Smith. Oh, remember that guy? Remember that? That was the guy who went out drinking with his Uncle Teddy. They were all boozing it up, and they picked up a girl, and he raped a girl, and, you know, because he's a Kennedy, basically got away with it as well. That's your great Kennedys that people keep saying that how great Ted Kennedy is. Well, this is the family stock that the Kennedy family procreates, a person like William Kennedy Smith. Anyway, also Klaus von Bülow and O.J. Simpson, which also resulted in a book, Another City, Not My Own, in 1997. He died of bladder cancer today, or yesterday, actually, at his home in Manhattan. He was 83 years old. He had that, of course, that show that Dominic Dunn's, he was on the Court TV, but then became something else. But I did the voice on one of his shows. Didn't meet the guy there. I just recorded it. But so Dominic Dunn dead at 83. So, wow. Yeah, his daughter was murdered by some scumbag, and really jump started his career. Oh, I'm bothered now that I can't think of that Griffin Dunn movie because it's kind of a fun movie. You know, the best part is Verna Bloom, lady from Dean Wormer's wife. And she's in it. She has a funny part in that movie as well. And, of course, I Can't Let It Die. But if you know the Griffin Dunn movie I'm trying to think of, I know he was in Desperately Seeking... No. Who's That Girl? He was with Madonna. Not Desperately Seeking Susan, of course, was Rosanna Arquette. And oddly enough, Rosanna Arquette and him were in a movie together. So I'm going to have to find that out because it's driving me insane. But, yeah, that's going on there. Did anyone see this movie, Inglourious Basterds? Have you seen the new Quentin Tarantino movie? It's getting a lot of good praise, Inglourious Basterds. Quentin Tarantino has created a group of guys that go around killing Nazis. Brad Pitt is their leader. And a guy named Aldo Rain, which was cool, give a name to an old famous actor who it's named after. But it's supposed to be really good. I'm hoping to see it later today. Maybe tonight I'll go see that movie. I'm not sure if I'm going to see that one or not. But Inglourious Basterds is supposed to be really good. Basically, they rewrite the little history of the World War II, where they go after killing Nazis. And I believe there's an attempt to, I haven't seen the movie, but I assume that since they're saying they rewrote history, that they did kill Hitler. But we'll find out, and I'll let you know. But it's getting a lot of praise. Like almost like Quentin Tarantino's back. He was on the Late Show with Jimmy Kimmel. That show's horrible. Conan O'Brien, Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, and Quentin Tarantino is just a creepy dude. He is just one creepy dude, but man, is he creative! Of course, you gotta love Pulp Fiction. I was on last night actually, and a movie I watched last night. I had trouble going to sleep and sort of watching it. Enemy of the State, Will Smith, Gene Hackman, I think who else is in it? Barry Pepper's in it, John Voight, not the dentist, but the John Voight, the actor, he's in it, guy from Mumford is in it, Lauren Meyer, I think his name is, Seth Green's in it, Jack Black's in it, Jamie Kennedy, some other guys in it, Regina King from 227, Mary's Daughter, she was in it. As well, so hopefully you get to see that as well. So, Enemy of State, pretty good movie. You give you a chance to see it. Go ahead and take a look at it. And there you go, 845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch. What's happening?
Oh, nothing's happening. How you doing, Stu?
I'm doing all right. Just enjoying a nasty-looking Thursday afternoon.
Is it raining up at Hammond?
Well, it's kind of just cloudy.
Here's the
two options that we have here at the WJOB security camera that I'm looking at. Either it's really nasty and foggy out, or it's the camera and television monitor are super dirty and need to be clean. And I'm going to go with the second option.
Yeah. Yep, I think fall's going to come real soon here.
Either that or John Carpenter's hanging out there with Jamie Lee Curtis, and someone's upset over by the fog. That's it.
Yeah, hey, you were talking about Quentin Tarantino, how he's pretty creative in that.
Yes.
You know what I look forward to seeing? I look forward to seeing that new Halloween movie that Rob Zombie's coming out with. I think he's made a couple good movies.
You know what he does is it's one of those things. His movies aren't like I would say good. He makes movies that are for that genre. He does that genre. He doesn't care about other like aspects. You know, he's not trying to make a horror movie for everyone.
He's
making a horror film for horror fans so they can talk about and they can have that, because one of the best things about like having genre fans is the fact that inside that genre you can have those arguments of what you would do better or how you would do it. And I think Rob Zombie does do a good job of creating some kind of art that, you know, it can be discussed.
Oh, absolutely, he does. I agree with that 100%.
He did, what was the movie, The Devil Rejects? Devil's Rejects? Because I didn't see The House of Thousand Corpses. That was the first one.
Right.
But what I like about Rob Zombie is he goes back, and even Quentin Tarantino, he goes back and finds these actors that, you know, were doing movies back in the 70s, late 60s and 70s, these underground films, in essence, in that time period. But, you know, it grew up and kind of inspired a lot of the directors that are going on today, and they kind of, like, forget about them. But they've gone back and tried to help get these guys and ladies out who, you know, for the most part are down on their luck. You know, in Hollywood, once you hit, what, 40, back in the mid-80s, you were done if you're a woman. Now we're starting to see a little bit better. But some of those actresses, you know, down on the luck. rumor.
Yeah.
Have you heard the rumor about Shelley Duvall?
No.
Apparently down in, I want to say Plano, Texas, She's got a ranch, or you know, that's where she lives. She's about 70, not 60, something, 70 years old. But she basically just stays outside all night looking for aliens, like Martians. She, like, digs up her yards, thinks they visit her. And the whole town is, like, really scared for her. Yeah, so. And, well, didn't she have a TV show, like a kid's show, Shelley Duvall?
Uh-huh.
What was that called?
Oh, God. You're picking my brain too hard now.
I'm making you work too hard, huh?
Yep. Oh, man.
No problem.
No, I ain't going to keep you hanging. I can't remember.
No problem. Well, hey, are you down in Kentucky?
Kentucky?
Yeah, who is this?
Terry from Hobart.
Terry, my bad. I thought you sounded like Lawrence of Kentucky.
No, I ain't nowhere near Kentucky, Stu. I ain't up there in the heart of the region, but I ain't nowhere near Kentucky either, so I ain't that far out.
My bad. You got a new phone or something. You don't sound like the old Terry.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you a Martian?
No, I'm not. I swear on it.
You weren't hanging out with After Hours is the name of the movie I was thinking about earlier. But you haven't been hanging out with Donald Sutherland, right?
Uh-huh.
Like with the, what was that movie, People Snatchers, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, Terry. Well, have a great day, my man. Thanks
hey,
for calling.
You too. Hi to Stu. Hi to Larry. Hi to Charlie. I haven't heard Charlie forever.
Oh, you just listen to the Preacher Show. He's on every day.
No, I heard he's a band or something for the Preacher Show. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Well, hey, for Charlie, I'm going to give Preacher a big moo and a hee-haw.
And a pow-wow-wow. Thanks, Terry.
That's right. See ya.
845-1100, you want to have some fun? We're partying. We're having some fun here on a Thursday. It's Ladies' Night here on the Stew for Lunch radio program. Yeah, After Hours. Yes, Martin Scorsese. I was right. He did direct that film. And who else was in that? Roseanne Arquette. Oh, very lovely. Verna Bloom, Tommy Chong, Linda Ferrantino's in it. Wow. Terry Garr, John Hurd, Cheech Marin, Catherine O'Hara, Will Patton, Bronson Pinchot. Dude, if you can round out your cast with a Bronson Pinchot, and in fact, you know what? Who's Bronson Pinchot? Oh, yeah, that's Cousin Larry. Not Cousin Larry, it's, Belky from Perfect Stranger, which was based in Chicago. 845-1100, taking your phone calls, just kind of rambling, gambling, having some fun. What else is happening? You know what? Oh, unbelievable. I don't understand. I'll have to hunt down this song. We're going to have to play a couple songs. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. And remember, if you hear Glenn Miller, hint, you have a chance of winning a pair of tickets to this Sunday's performance at the Munster High School Auditorium by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Only tickets are only $25. Be sure to call 219-938-9001 to get the best seats. Don't forget the Glenn Miller Orchestra Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m., call for tickets, 938-9001. This is an Omar Presents production. We'll be back with more of the Stew for Lunch radio program. We'll bring that on a down low, a little DL, and I want to bring up our caller. You are the first caller. What's your name?
Rose Garcia.
Hey, Rose. How you doing, RG?
I'm doing well. How are you?
RG is AG right now. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to the Glenn Miller Orchestra coming to Munster High School this Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m.
That is wonderful. I'm very excited.
There you go. Who are you going to bring?
My mom.
Look at that.
She's from that time, and I think she would love it.
Outstanding. Well, thanks a lot, Rose, for listening. Congratulations on winning.
Thank you so much. I love your show.
Thanks a lot, Rose.
Take care.
Rose of Hessville 1. You know what? This is a good jam. I'm going to keep on dancing. Keep on watching. Glenn Miller. Hold on, let me get the... all right, there's a little Glenn Miller orchestra. All right, in the mood. Did that get you going? Huh? How about that? Little Glenn Miller in the mood, baby. Rock and roll. Just good, good music right there. Woo! Moving around a little bit in the studio. I got myself a burning some calories thanks to the John's Pizza of Whiting, Indiana. If you want some good pizza, head on over to John's Pizza in Whiting, Indiana. Get yourself some of that. They are located in Whiting, Indiana. Give them a call today, 659-1046. The original John's Restaurant and Pizzeria, Whiting, Indiana, established 659-1046. Most pizza places open at 4, but, you know, give me a call tonight. You want a pizza, want to make the family happy Thursday night? It's not Friday, but it, you know what? It can be pizza night. You know what you do is bring yourself some za, bring it home, and say, ladies and gentlemen of the family, here I present to you some za. Stu for Lunch, what's going on? Hey, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, Stu, it's Pat.
Hey, Pat, what's going on, man?
I'm sitting here eating my lunch, and I'm like, whoa, that's really hip, dude. I'm digging that. That is not the original recording, is it?
No, that's...
Because if it is, that is as clear as could be.
No, that's a record office. So there was one of those back in, I would say, even the days when I was doing the morning show with Jim D'Lo, so we're talking a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
We were going through some of the records, because I know just from the file of it, the way I have it saved in, it's, I don't have anything other than just Jed WJOE Records in the movie. Man, is it good, man.
There's some good drumming on there. I mean, it really, I've got a whole jazz collection, too, other than my rock and roll stuff, and that, man. Good stuff.
There's no doubt about it. That's a song like you gotta start tapping the toes and you gotta keep moving, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sitting here eating my Snyder pretzels for lunch and it's like, yeah, big band.
Well, you know, a song like that's always played at a wedding because it's like, you know, it's one of those things that the young people even get up and dance, but it also kind of appeases the older crowd at a wedding. So it's always a good.
We had this guy. We back in the day when I played was kind of a we were a bar band, but we did weddings also. And then we had a guy and he requested a Frank Sinatra song, and we did it as a joke, more or less. As a honest to God, man, the crowd started getting into it. You can't help but it's infectious. That's good. I like what you're playing there,
man. That kind of music though, right there is, you know, you talk about jam bands. People think like, oh, jam bands like nowadays, what, the Widespread Panic, the Dead's now back on tour, stuff like that. Now, or Dave Matthews does a really good job with his band.
I like Dave Matthews.
He plays, but I'm telling you, man, a good jazz band like that, they can just keep on going. That's some great stuff. I mean, it's because it's not like that bluesy stuff or like the Miles Davis stuff, that slow stuff, that
new age jazz.
Yeah, but it's just that. I mean, Miles Davis is great, but just something about that.
We've got a local. He's local. He's a music professor at Valpa University, Jeff Brown, Jeffrey Brown. His trio quartet drummer. He's amazing. Honestly, if you get a chance to go see Jeff Brown, go see him.
Jeff Brown Trio?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'll look it up, man. Thanks, Pat.
Enjoy
them pretzels. You dipping them in mustard?
No, just the way they are.
Just dry.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Them dry pretzels. These pretzels are making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty? These pretzels. Stupid Lunch, Monday through Friday, 12 to 1, here on AM 1230 WJOB and StupidLunch.com. Streaming live via HeyRegion.com. Check our video out. Sorry for if I made anyone have motion sickness at their computers. Rock and roll. Kind of just grabbing the mic, dancing. Needed a partner. All by myself in the studio. I'm not going to dance with the mop. No way. 845-1100. I'm not a freak. You're on Stupid Lunch. What's going on?
Hey, Stu, Earl, I want to tell you thank you for the tickets, my friend.
Oh, no problem, Earl.
I gave them to some people that are really going to enjoy them because they're more senior citizens.
Nice.
And I have a question for you.
Go for it.
I believe Gene Krupa was with Glenn Miller for a short stint, and they have a In the Mood where Krupa does about a five-minute drum solo, and his cymbal work is by far probably as good as cymbal work as you'll ever hear on that drum solo. And if you can ever find that, that is one that the last caller called about the drum work being so fantastic. I believe Krupa did a short stint with the Glenn Miller band, and try to find that copy with that drum solo in it.
Sounds good. I'm going to throw that. You know, that's we throw it out to the Stu crew, our good guy Highland Kenny. I'm going to give him a nice little task. Hunt,
all right, my friend.
Hunt the
Keep up the good show, would you please?
Thanks, sir. I gotta figure out a way of not having to have so much fun, because they're supposedly this is work.
And it passes on to your audience because we're having fun.
Yeah, work is a 3-letter word. FUN.
There you go.
There you go. See you, buddy. Well, some days it's a 4-letter word. The FU is there, and I'm not going to add the other ones because I like being on the radio. FWJOB, not. WJOB rules 845-1100. Freudian slip. Uh-oh, it's showing. I better pull my skirt down. What's going on?
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Not much. I was listening to that music, man. It reminded me of back in the day my dad had hundreds of thousands of those 78s and 16s, and oh, my God.
It was all individual songs, right? Because like Greg was saying, because their songs are so big.
Yeah, but they had the 16s were like bigger than a 33 and a third.
Okay, yeah, because those 78s, you have to have a separate motor because it's a heavier record to spin, right?
Right, and so was the 16s.
Wow.
And, yeah, it reminded me of the Andrews Sisters and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah, the Andrews Sisters. You ever watch a show called...
You got the greatest sisters of the Andrews Sisters. That's something to hear.
You ever see a show called Cold Case? It's on CBS on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
They do, I think it's out of Philadelphia, give or take a city. And they basically hunt down stories. But the way they do a story is they kind of intersweep, like, you know, now, like a person of nowadays, they'll show them, but then they'll flash them back into, like, when they were, like, a kid, say something happened in 1950 or something. Also, you know, like a kid got killed, no one knows what happened, and now all of a sudden the case comes out because someone actually knew something about it. And that's the cold case part of it.
Yeah, play some old songs.
But what they do is, yeah, exactly, the soundtrack of the show is awesome, and I really love the fact that they hunt down the licensing to get this music, because I really think that's what makes this show. The show's okay by itself, but I really think the music of that certain era, whether it's just like something from the 80s or even early 90s, sometimes they'll do an episode from. But I really dug, there was an episode where some lady husband, blah, 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 got killed, but it was like the Andrews Sisters, the Mills Brothers. Till then, you know, stuff like that, man. That's, I mean,
yeah, back in the day, in the Hammond, back in the day, you had Mickey Rooney. You had a lot of stars come to Hammond play and, you know, perform all the time. I don't know where
was
at,
Mickey Rooney selling his Mickey. Did you ever have his watermelon juice?
No, pop? I never had that.
That was one of my distinct memories as a kid at the little store right there on White Oak.
Yeah,
is drinking
a,
Mickey.
It was like a theater somewhere where they'd all come in Hammond and they'd play like
wow.
Lucille Ball back in the day and all that.
There you go. Hey, Dan, good memories, man.
All right.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Yeah, Mickey Rooney's melon juice. It was not good. Not good at all. Although, like, if you pour, like, the watermelon, it's tasty, but the mass-produced version, and I'm sure it was totally okay for all the sugar level. Yikes. 845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch. What's happening?
Never had the watermelon juice from the little store, but I do remember when cigarettes were 36 cents a pack, and they sold them to anyone who had 36 cents, 10-year-olds included.
Wow. Well, that's a hey, everyone should have a chance. The customer is always alive, right? If you do kids, they're going to keep on getting older and older, right? Everyone has kids.
It was a different time, different era. If
there you go.
You had your 36 cents, you sure got your pack of Marlboro.
There you go.
Okay, there you go, Sonny. Have a nice and healthy life.
What, are you working in the mines? Nope, I'm a smoker. All good. So what's happening, man?
Hearing the music brings me back to the day of my grandparents telling me, don't touch that hi-fi.
Stay away.
That stylus cost too much money for you to be messing with that hi-fi. So, all right, won't touch the hi-fi.
Don't touch it. My grandpa, when he passed away, he had a, we get, like, furniture and stuff over from him. And there was this, you know, giant stereo, and the big speakers, the tabletop, and there was, the turntable in the middle. It's just like, wow, that's the way old furniture had to be, because all the equipment had to be so old, it was brand new back in the day, but just the size of equipment and stuff is amazing nowadays, where you can go buy a little iPod thing in the size of a fingernail, and it has 150, 200 songs or something on it.
amazing, right? You used to be like the man. You were cool when you had the, you know, the big whooping Jensen speakers and your turntable and a wall full of albums. And you're right. All you need now is a iPod popped in a little docking station, and it sounds every bit as good.
We did. We used to work with, prior to my radio days, working with my old man doing heating and air. We were at a vacant house, or a house we were working on, but it was a rehab house, and we found a bunch of magazines, not the good kind of find of magazines, but it was, I still think it was cool because it was audio stuff, but it was like the hi-fi magazines from the late 60s, early 70s, like talking about the new, you know, the reel-to-reels and stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah, right, that scene out of Goodfellas where Henry gets his house and, behind the kind of remote control opens up the bar and the reel-to-reel with the decent hi-fi equipment.
Exactly, yeah. And that was like high-end stuff back then. So nowadays, kids are like, what is that? So there you go, man. Thanks a lot, caller. Thanks, buddy. 845-1100. It is the Stupid Lunch radio program. Just kind of relaxing, taking it easy. You know, we do need to take a break, though. It's station's getting better. You guys are doing your job by telling people. Hopefully, you go out there and you hear these sponsors. You say, hey, I heard you on Stu for Lunch. I heard you on the Jim D'Lo with Vera show. I heard you on with Reacher. I heard all this. I heard it on WJOB. I heard it during a football game. Speaking of football, you got high school football this Friday night. 7 o'clock, actual pregame will start about 6:30-ish here on WJOB. We've got Purdue Cayman Sports Insight at 5:30 with Wes Lacocious. His guest is John Boblick, head of the gym over there at Purdue Cayman. But then we've got high school football. We've got Hammond hosting Highland, so opportunity for different teams to get on the air. And then we'll also have coverage of Lowell at Mount Morton. So Morton is hosting the Lowell Red Devils, so at the Governor Mansion. So hopefully the governors can be mean, fight machines and be horrible hosts as they take care of the guests, because I want the Morton governors are doing really good this year. So when my Mustangs beat them, it's a really cool that they beat them. Ha-ha, I love it. 845-1100. We'll take more of your songs or just conversation right after this on the WJOB radio show known as Stew for Lunch.
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
Nah. That's a little Killers right there. Yeah, it is. A little Jerry Seinfeld and Kramer. Cosmo Kramer. Yeah, a little Killers. They're out of Las Vegas. What do we got here? This just handed to me. This Janet Venez invites you to the next meeting of Edison Community Watch, Wednesday, September 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at Edison School, 7025 Madison. The Lake County Sheriff's Department will discuss computer safety. Also, Woodmark Community Watch will meet Tuesday, September 1st, 6:30 p.m. at United Methodist Church, 7420 Northcott, to discuss McTaverns. Remember, community is not just about me, it's about us. So there you go. Cool things happening in Hammond, if you're so inclined to do so. Head on out and be cool. And here we go. We're talking about movies, or I don't know. I think we were, right? I was just rambling at some point about movies. The Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps. Insiders say actress Susan Sarandon is talking to Oliver Stone about joining that cast. Michael Douglas will be reprising his role as Gordon. Greed is good, Gecko. And Shia LaBeouf, of course Shia LaBeouf. Unbelievable. Is this guy like in every movie now? Sound like my friend Bridget now. She hates Shia LaBeouf. Well, he'll play a young Wall Street trader who gets sucked into Gordon's circle. Sarandon will play the mom of Shia's character. Frank Langella also stars in a flick, which begins filming next month in The Big Apple. 845-1100, you're on Stu for Lunch. Greetings, salutations.
Hey, what's going on, Stu? I wanted to call and thank you for the tickets that you gave me for the for the show I seen the other day for Paul Anka.
Oh, you mean you won those? So actually, yeah, you won those. It was the courtesy of the caller who actually, no, yeah, that's right. He had won and he was unable to go, so he said, give him to the next caller, and bam, Dan was there.
Yeah, anytime anyone who doesn't want any tickets or anything like that, sign me up for to be the runner-up.
You're like a spider monkey. You're like, just kick it on over there, and boom, I'm right there. So you had a good time at Paul Anka?
Yeah, actually, it's not my type of show or anything, but I took an older man there, a senior citizen who's a friend of mine, and frankly, he loved the show. He knew every word to every song.
Well, you know, and sometimes that's a good gift. I mean, that's the gift right there, is the fact that you were able to take a guy who actually thoroughly enjoyed himself, and just, in essence, that's where you can get enjoyment from things.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see the venue. I'd never seen the venue before, and it's a pretty good place, actually. It's pretty nice there.
How was I've heard the acoustics is really nice there, and it's a great place to see any show.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of strange. Paul Anka was trying to do some Nirvana, actually.
Really? What, do you remember the Nirvana?
I don't know anything about any of that, but he was trying to play some of the Nirvana, and it was kind of strange.
It's like Smell Like Teen Spirit or something like that effect? Or?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. That's cool. Well, hey, you know what? You figure you're doing those shows for, Paul Aiken's been touring, 40 years, I'd say? Safely?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta mix it up a little bit. Plus, you figure some of the younger crowds are starting to study him. I mean, people like
myself.
He looked
like he was having fun on that stage. He owned that stage like it was nothing else.
How old is? I mean, does he look good for his age?
Yeah, actually, I mean, he's a little bald, you know. But I mean, we all get that with age and everything.
There you go. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time at the venue. Thanks for giving us a call and letting us know. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. And that's always cool. If you guys ever go to these events or something, we'd love to hear from you. We love hearing stories like that. And so congratulations to them. And don't forget tomorrow, 12:30, we'll have opportunity for you to win a dozen donuts from our good friends at Sweet House Bakery. Where are they? Oh, glad you asked. They're at 3805 Holman Avenue, Hammond, Indiana. Give them a call, 937-0610, 5:30 to 1 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. SweetHouseBakery.com, home of the Dobama, and also you can get Region Rick's, a special request. I think that has to go in there, but I think Dave the Baker wouldn't be too shy to make you some of the Region Rick dill donuts. I believe those are the specially green-tinted donuts that he made, and there you go. And you can see the pictures of that. I think I have that up at StuForLunch.com. So you can look at those if you're interested in those kind of things. The SweetHouseBakery.com. Good, good people. All right, here's something. Not sure I feel good about this or not. Transformers destroyed that from me as a kid. Thanks a lot, Shia LaBeouf. Although Megan Fox equals it out, but not a big fan of the fact that they didn't bring the original voice of Megatron on. So, not a big fan of the Transformers movie. The G.I. Joe movie just looks absolutely horrible. Running suits, all I got to say. And this new movie they're working on, hopefully, I just hope that they don't destroy it too much. I know I'm going to have to go in this and not give any thought of anything to the old thing, but looks like Mr. T's replacement in the new A-Team movie is set. UFC fighter Quentin Rampage Jackson has reportedly been signed to play B.A. Bad Attitude Baracus in the remake. Rappers The Game and 50 Cent had both been in running for the role, but apparently were not able to come to terms. Liam Neeson and Hangover and Nip Tuck star Bradley Cooper are already confirmed for the film. Neeson will play A-Team leader Colonel John Hannibal Smith, while Cooper will take on the role of Templeton Faceman Peck. Still no word on who will play the role of Howling Mad Murdoch, originally played by Dwight Schultz in the original. So there you go. I like the idea of maybe Quentin Rampage Jackson, because he's a big dude, mean-looking dude. The Game, come on, he's a rapper. 50 Cent, come on. I know you got shot 17 times, I'm not into hugs. I'm not into drugs. I'm into making love. Come and give me a hug. Whatever that song is. No, you gotta go. I want the UFC guy. You know why? Because Mr. T, he was what a fighter. What was a Mr. Tough Guy contest winner. in Chicago. He was a bouncer back in the day. And he became a star, huge star, thanks to the A-Team. I wonder if Boy George is going to make an appearance. Or Hulk Hogan. Remember those episodes when all of a sudden the A-Team turned into like a Scooby-Doo episode? Like, the Scooby-Doo episodes also threw my mind off. Just unbelievable. Just when they would have, like, they would have Tim Conway and Don Knotts all of a sudden appear. The next week they would have the Harlem Globetrotters. A-Team tried to do that where they had celebrities. It's like, dude, it's the A-Team. They're wanted by the government for a crime they didn't commit. You know, if you have problems and if you can find them, you know, you're supposed to hire the A-Team. And I'm holding back a sneeze because I think the music should be kicking in. Hopefully I don't damage anything. But you know what? Hopeful other that information is. And yes, good friend BP Demon. That's right. Gene Krupa is buried in Calumet City. We learned that a couple weeks ago. Thanks a lot for that information. Shelley Duvall, of course, was from The Shining. Wendy, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you, Wendy. I'm just going to bash your brains in with this bat. She was in tons of movies like that. But I thought she was for something else. I could have sworn Fairy Tale Theater. Was that it? Yeah, maybe that was it. Fairy Tale Theater. That's the kid thing I was thinking of that she was part of. So there you go. Shelley Duvall, rumor has it that she's kind of cuckoo. Yeah, in fact, you know, let me bring this up. This is just reported. Shelley Duvall has been exposed as an alien-obsessed crazy lady in a U.S. tabloid expose. The actress, who also starred opposite Robin Williams in Popeye, has friends and neighbors in Blano, Texas, B-L-A-N-O, Texas, worried because she spends night after night patrolling her backyard, convinced her home is a portal for green men. One local tells the Globe, Shelley is such a tragic soul. I feel terrible for her. I wish someone could step in and do something. She desperately needs help. Blano residents tell the tabloid that 60-year-old Duvall, who hasn't acted since 02, flashes her car lights in a bid to communicate with extraterrestrials and wanders around town looking disheveled, strange, and totally crazy. Another local says she mutters to herself and talks about aliens living in her body. And a local hardware supplier adds, one time she came in and asked us for dirt and boards to block up a hole in her backyard because she said, there's a portal into another dimension. That's where the aliens are coming in. I believe that movie is called The Gate. And that was a creepy movie. Check it out. The Gate. Scary, scary. Looking forward to seeing the movie Iowa. I rented that. Looks pretty good. Rosanna Arquette's in it. Michael T. Weiss, The Pretender's in it. You gotta love that. Should be a good one. Also, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, Simon Pegg. Looking forward to watching those, and possibly Glorious Bastards. Tomorrow's the Friday edition. We'll have some fun then. Till then, we'll meet you at noon. Preacher coming up at 3. Jim and Vera tomorrow morning at 5:30. I'm Stu. Peace. I'm out.